This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
Well, it's always, I haven't seen him in a while. It's a pleasure to have him in the studio. He is the legislator of District Number 4. He's been at it a long time, since 2009. Incredible, vying for Term 5. Hard to believe. Great stuff. Talking about the great Tom Muratori. And always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you, Jay, and thank you for having me on. You know, I call 103.9 the real voice of Suffolk County. You know, you really carry the message to the people. We appreciate it out there. We get the
Oh, my goodness gracious.
We get the true view of...
you never know what happens right
what
here.
What happens in the studio.
Bob Martinez to the rescue. That's all right. We'll fix it at the break.
We'll fix it at the break. But no, again, I thank you for having me on the show. Appreciate it. Thank
it
you.
It's a pleasure. And last time I saw you, we were doing a special show. I think it was like Citizens of Suffolk County. We got you in and everything else. But we need the voices and everything else, and you have a great voice, obviously someone for government and everything else in Suffolk County, somebody who's been at it, going on, 9 years?
Yes, it's important to me. You know, like I tell my constituents, I work for them. They pay my salary. They pay Bob's salary. They buy the paper clips, and we try and do whatever we can for them. It's difficult in this county with what's going on. Our budget, our bond rating is really, really down. Our budget's a mess. I mean, we're in debt up to our eyeballs and above our eyeballs. It's a slow sinking ship. You know, it's kind of like the Titanic. Once a great ship, but now it's really starting to fault. I think that iceberg is taking us out, and the iceberg being the other side.
No question.
Not letting us move along yet.
We started with education. We went to the White House, and now we go to local government. And I'm concerned. I've been doing this for nearly 4 years, Tom, as you know. I'm concerned for my kids. I really am.
Because
and because I don't know what awaits. You know, I look at the recent stuff. I had Kevin McCaffrey on last week. We were talking about the red light cameras and the parking violation fees on top of the fees. $110 here and there. I mean, you know, come on. What's going on here? We got a deficit.
It's a cash cow.
Of 100 and some odd million. What is the deficit? 106, 107, maybe more?
160, I think.
163. Is it 160? Maybe 163. Yeah. That number looms large. But in essence, I'm concerned where the county is going, the constant spending, needless spending. I look at Moody's and I look at the status as far as the borrowing. I think we might have hit junkyard status.
Oh, we're almost there, Jay.
At this point in time.
Talk to John Kennedy, the comptroller, and we're almost at junk. $300 million, $3 billion debt. $3 billion. I mean, we can't sustain anymore. There's no place to borrow. He's borrowing from the sewer stabilization plan. That money is there to subsidize the sewers, not to take care of the debt. Now, what's going to happen to the sewers? He's borrowing money from the land. I mean, you know, he's being sued left and right. We've just lost a $7.8 million lawsuit. I mean, it's going to cost the county, like Tom Silmi said, about 7%, 8% of our budget.
I'm worried about the contracts that are given out. I'm worried about contracts that are still out there and non-negotiated. I'm talking about the Suffolk County Association of Municipal Employees still working without a contract.
I know it's not fair.
Suffolk really works fair. Because they do, as we say, but they do it without a contract. Exactly. And you have to wonder what the hell's going on.
I know it's not fair to them. I mean, they're the backbone of the county. They provide all the services that legislators need, that county residents need, and yet they're stepped on like a doormat. It's not fair to them. I mean, they need to sit down. They need to do what's right. I know their leadership is pushing. I think the county's got to step up and do the right thing for our municipal employees here. It's only fair to them.
And I'm worried about what is happening within the legislature itself. It is supposed to be way back in time, you know, we said, you know what, governments are supposed to be fair and balanced. We have anything but.
Anything but, exactly. I mean, the spending is getting ridiculous. They wanted to spend $350,000 to buy a rock in Rocky Point. They want to spend $500,000 on bicycles. I mean, where are we going? We can't afford this. We need to cut back on our spending like we do in our homes. You know, we really shouldn't compare government to our home, but that's the only analogy we can use, is we need to look at it. We can't borrow to pay our borrowing. We need to find new streams of income. Number one is maybe if we got our bond rating up, we could save a lot of money. If we did that, number one, if we took some of our
But you're going to have to save in the borrowing.
Yes. Yes, and we took some of our bigger projects and put them down the road for a year or so. People will understand that because things are going to get better. You know, the economy is getting better. Look at what the president's doing with Wall Street. I mean, 22,000? Never heard of. Never even thought of.
Yeah, 20%. Just have on the phone with Dr. Birdsall out of Baruch. And listen, I understand, you know, it's somewhat, you know, cloudy as far as the wage category, but still, it's impressive. You hit 22 on the Dow. You have a 20% increase since the administration came in place. You added 209,000 jobs in July. Unemployment down about 4.3. That's impressive a little bit
so
there.
Why aren't we following that? Why aren't we following the leader here? We should be doing that. We should be working together. You know, some of it's bipartisan in the ledge, but for the most part, it's their way or the highway. Like I tell people, if I had the cure for cancer and the other side said, no, we don't want it to come out, it's not coming out. That's the system. I understand that. But I think we need to reach down by our bootstraps and get together here, stop spending, find new streams of income, and make this place affordable. Stop with these fees.
So why is it not recognized by this county executive? Why?
I don't know. And I really don't know.
I can't imagine. I mean, to be a fly in the wall within the legislature. What's the relationship?
He's a workable man. I mean, I speak with him. I work with him. I just don't understand where we're going. Is it just not seeing? Is it not seeing the nose in front of our face? Why are we not moving forward and getting things done here? Stop the borrowing. Get the economy going here. You know, get the housing market going. Get the business going. Work with our IDA. You know, getting those people to bring new business into Suffolk County. Stop fighting that and work as a team, as a family. That legislature, there's 18 men and women. We're a family, but we have a bigger family to worry about.
You set the guidelines.
Yeah, we do. We do, and we need to work together. We got to stop thinking about bicycles and rocks and suntan lotion and stuff like that. We don't need to spend that kind of money. I mean, we need to spend on what's right. We need to cut some things, but, you know, it's kind of like being Solomon and the baby. What do you do? It's difficult, and my hat's off to my colleagues. You know, all 17 of them. We do a decent job. Well, guess what, guys and girls?
But you're hampered.
We got to do a better job. Got to do a better job.
You're handcuffed.
Yes,
pretty
we
much.
Are. I mean, we are. There's six of us. You know, who really are on the conservative side, and there's maybe 10 on the liberal side, and two that are kind of in the middle.
You know what gets me, and we talk with everyone here. In the fact, you know, the big question is, okay, so how can we keep our young people here? Listen. You had three important things on the docket. You had the third rail project, which, by the way, I don't know what Senator Jack Martins is thinking by opposing it in the beginning. I mean, come on, Jack, please. I mean, you have to look at the entire Long Island area as far as easing this commute. It's scary. But also, you know, you have Heartland Town Square and the Ronkonkoma. Those are big, big deals at this point in time that could improve. That's all well and good. But you know something? The question, how do you keep folks here? Well, you know what? You don't fee them to death. You don't. It's a tax.
Exactly.
That's what it is. It's
exactly.
A tax. Let's call it as it is. It's a tax. You want to tell me this red light camera nonsense is real? It's a tax.
That's a big joke.
Or the parking violation fee on top of the violation. It's a tax. Enough with the tax. We're taxed to death here. Let's call it as it is. We can't afford. So you're telling me a young person can afford it here? If they live with mom and dad for 30-plus years, yes. But how do you expect them to live on their own and to get good-paying jobs? It's impossible here. And it's got to change.
It does. I mean, like you brought up, red light camera fees. They raise the fees on civil service tests, probation fees, park fees. If you want to go sit at the beach now, it's going to cost you extra money. Now the administrative fees on traffic violations bureau, the mortgage tax, $525. That's a killer. I mean, especially for a senior who's selling his or her home. I mean, it's a killer. What about the alarm registration fee? We forgot about that one,
yep,
too.
Yep.
I mean, these, like you say, Jay, it's not a fee. It's a tax. It's a backdoor tax. We need to stop this stuff. But the people out in Suffolk County, you need to wake up.
Listen.
You need to look at who you're putting in office and say, are you doing the right thing for me? Am I better off now than I was 10 years ago? And if you weren't, it's time for you to wake up and think and go vote.
Had a guy on last week. He's concerned about the latest data as far as these red light cameras. You know, I mean, they're really misleading.
Of course.
And the fact of the matter is I brought up a couple of intersections to him that need to be looked at. Because if you're going to put this program in, in my opinion, you got to make it uniform. But you can't have a light change on a dime when it turns yellow.
Well, I don't know if that's true. You know, we got,
that
we
is
got
true.
Some guy running around out there saying that's true. And I haven't seen that hasn't been proven.
I'm gonna
to
tell
me
you
yet.
I'm gonna tell you an area, and I got caught three times. And I still scratch my call up, I get no answers. And I'm talking about Route 110. You make the right onto the LIE, you're stopping at the red, you can make the turn. There's no sign that tells me I can't, yet I'm getting photoed every time. Now I'm stopping. I'm pausing. I'm even pausing for 5 seconds.
Did you go to the video, Jay?
Did you look at the video? I went to the video.
And did you stop 100%?
I did. Well, it kills me, but that's
well, this
the
is
point.
Why, this is why
it
Kevin McCaffrey Kevin McCaffrey is instituting a resolution to try and put a moratorium on the red light cameras so we can sit back and fix it up.
Right.
You know, it might be a good project. Initially, when it was sold to us, it could be a good project. But unfortunately, we got greedy, and like some of the legislators said, it's a money grab.
It's an $80 plus, and if you don't pay it, it's over $100, right? With the penalties and everything. Fix it first.
Let's listen to Kevin. Let's put that resolution out there. Let's put a moratorium on the red lights and let's see how we can fix it and make it good. It's in some parts of the country, it works fine.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, here, it's a money grab. Like you say, Jay, you're getting caught. Open and honest, Tom, you're a Tory. I got caught a couple of times, too. You know, so we do it. But like you said about the data, we want to see the data. And, you know, my daddy always said, figures lie and liars figure. You know, so let's see what we can do here. Let's see if we can get that data. Are they afraid to give it to us? I mean, maybe there's some truth. I know there's one light where traffic acts are up 300%. I think Kevin has one, McCaffrey has one in his district. That's up a lot, too.
Yeah.
Let's look and see where we're putting them. Originally, we were supposed to only have 50 of them. Now, all of a sudden, it's 100. You know, so I mean,
it's a big problem.
It is. It's a big yeah. problem.
Now, a bigger problem is the drug situation.
Oh,
I mean, obviously,
out of control.
You know, no. Listen, Suffolk County. We know we lead the state as far as deaths are concerned, overdose, opioid abuse, the whole nine yards. Nobody's immune here. We all know. We've known people that have succumbed to this stuff. And the question is, what are we doing as a county?
And that's my question, too. You know, coming out of law enforcement, 35 years
right.
in the county department, I saw what drugs can do to people, what it does to the person, what it does to the family, what it does to the community. And what are we doing here? We're doing a lot of talking. But are we providing rehab? Are we providing
How
services
about the education?
For these people? Yeah, well, where is it? You know, it's like I say, if you go back a long time in time and look at what we did with seatbelts, how now when you get in a car, if you're with your three-year-old grandson or granddaughter, they say, Grandpa or Daddy, Mommy, put your seatbelt on. It's second nature. So we need to take what we did with the seatbelt, which is very simple, and do the same thing with drug education, which can be relatively simple. We can educate the children that drugs are not good
for
you.
It starts young.
Definitely starts young. And don't be afraid to talk to your children about drugs and how bad they can be and what they can do. You know
sometimes we have this feeling that it's taboo, you know, not to put word out from the elementary school level that, you know, this stuff is bad.
Very,
very
bad.
Start young. Start young because it's talked about when these kids get back into the house and the parents need to kind of come together as well as educated, because they're really home and schools. That's where these kids are. They start them young with the education and move up the ladder. That's where you have to go.
We have to get out of the Victorian age and talk openly about drugs to the children to educate them and make them know the ramifications of what drug abuse can do for you or to you and to your family,
no
to
question.
Your community.
So until we see it now, listen, it's great to have the Naxalone and everything else, you know, insurance companies on the same page to provide greater coverage. That's all fine and well, but really the crux of this problem is we know where it's at.
I mean, you know, we have Narcan, and Narcan is saving a lot of lives, but what happens? They go back. You know, I'm sure there's people out there that
Sometimes
have been Narcan
we can use that
four
as a
or five
crutch.
Times. Yeah, they do. They've been four, five, six times with the Narcan.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying don't give it to them, but I'm saying, you know, maybe we need to take some of that money and put it, like Jay says, into education.
Education,
you know,
is
that's
key.
The key.
Key here.
The key.
Now, the gang stuff, you know, we had Guardian Angels here. Yes, it was a tremendous segment. These guys walk the streets, Central Islip, Brentwood. Now, we have seen the Attorney General here. We've had the congressional panel here in late June. The president was here just a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
There is a lot of awareness here, but we know what happened way back in time, you know, 2000 or so, 1999, 2000. disbanding of gang task force. It's almost like starting over again.
It is.
To get these guys and to capture them. But, laws have to be strengthened here, Tom.
Well, most definitely.
They're there. They have to be enacted. Unaccompanied minors.
Number one. Oh, that's where you got to start. You're bringing these children into the country, without parents, without guardians. And where are you throwing? You're throwing them into the lion's den. These gang members come, and the younger children are impressed with them, and they become part of the culture. I saw it happen as a police officer. We have to stop it. I don't know about borders and stuff like that, but what we need to do is we need to stop these young children.
Well, from a federal level, that's where it has to be ensured.
It's got to start someplace.
Right? Same thing
definitely.
With the drugs. We know where they're coming from.
Yeah, definitely.
We have to shore up these borders.
Yeah, definitely. And if we do that, not only will we stop the illegal immigration, but you'll stop the drugs. They're pretty smart. These drug cartels are rich. They're very resourceful. They know how to get the drugs here. We have to be smarter. We have resources. We have intelligence. Let's put that forward, and let's make a move against drug abuse and against drug importation into this country.
No question, because that's and you get Kate's Law. You got to get a registry going. You got to share information. You can't let individuals who have been deported back in.
Oh, definitely.
Okay,
not.
Because Kate's Law. You got to enact the law. You have to put it in place.
Definitely.
You have the grounds here. For everything to be cemented, they just have to enact everything.
Well, we have laws, but nobody enacts the laws. Nobody enforces the law. You make a law, we need to enforce it. What's the sense of having a law if we don't enforce it?
Yeah.
I mean, the same in the ledge. We have rules. We have regulations. We have resolutions that we don't enforce. Double polls, PSE&G is supposed to be penalized for double polls. How many double polls you see out there when you go by? That's a wealth of money there. We don't enforce it.
How about sticking around another segment with me?
Sure, Jay.
We're just getting started.
I'm good. I'm good with you. Thank you.
As the great Ralph Cramden would say, Jackie Gleason. We're just getting started, Norton.
This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
And we're back. It is a pleasure to have him for the second segment as well. The fine legislator of the 4th District. He's been at it since 2009. His name is Tom Muratori. And he's vying for a five terms, folks. Five. And he's done a heck of a job, I got to tell you. And, we were talking at the break, about bipartisanship and the fact of the matter is, it is what it is in government these days. The fact is, local government's missing 3 seats. In essence, you kind of have an unbalanced field here now. And thus, there's some chaotic situations, legislative Muratori. But in essence, it is what it is.
Well, they've had 10 years. And like I said before, if you go back 10 years, the county debt was like $600 million, which is not bad for a county. But now we move forward 10 years and it's $2 billion. Why? And again, like I said before, we borrowed $352 million from the state pension fund. We're not supposed to be doing that. We borrowed $153 million from the sewer stabilization. That money is to stabilize the sewers, which is so critical. The county exec, he louds the sewers and the new septic system. But he's borrowing money, giving that fund the inability to make necessary changes and make necessary repairs. We're on very dangerous water here, Jay. Very, very dangerous
water. And, we talk about it a lot. Now, listen, we understand it is a non-federal year election-wise. We don't have congressional races. So a lot of people say, voter turnout wasn't that hot last year. So in essence, we battle this topic every year. Legislative Muratori, and the fact that we got to get people out there to vote. And I said that this year is as important a year as it was from a federal level. And I'll tell you why. Because you got a DA's race. You have a guy who has had the post 16 years. He's out. You have a sheriff's race. Okay, it's important. You have seats in the legislature, all of them, turning almost all. Okay, you've got some important supervisor posts here up for grabs. Council people as well in these towns. Up for grabs. The fact of the matter is, to me, this is as an important a year as ever.
It's your voice, ladies and gentlemen. It's your voice to speak out what you feel. If you don't like the job I'm doing, I tell my constituents all the time. Like I said before, I work for you, and you're the boss. So if the boss doesn't like what the employee's doing, he gets rid of him or her. So do that. Go out and speak your piece. Listen, many men and women have died for that right that we have to vote. It's so important that you go out and cast that vote. I know our seniors do it because why? They built this country. They want to keep this country the way it is. The younger people, you need to get out and vote. This is your future. It's about you. And what are you going to be doing 10 years from now? Are you going to be more in debt? Are you going to be more not being able to afford housing or entertainment or anything in your lives, not being able to afford children? Go out, speak your piece. Make the necessary changes to bring this great county back to where it was.
That's key. And let's face it, let's call it as it is. You know, listen, people do not go out and vote. Therefore, I always say, well, then you do not have the right to complain.
I know. I know. People say, well, my vote.
You have to go and vote. And you have to do the research,
yeah,
too.
Of course.
Know who your legislators are.
Of course.
Know the jobs they've been doing. They hold two-year posts.
Exactly.
What's been accomplished in your neck of the woods? Analyze it. Analyze it with your neighbors. Talk about it. Find out who's running and find out the accomplishments. That's how you're going to get things done because, you know, let's face it, if we take this apathetic view as we have in so many elections, we're going to get nowhere. That's part of the problem right now.
Of course it is. I mean, you're looking at less than 20% of the people get out and vote. I mean, the races I've run in, the first time I ran and second time I ran, I spent a lot of money to get the vote out. We got 22% of the registered voters out. That's terrible. Shame on us.
Yeah.
We need to get out and speak our piece. Like I said before, if you don't like what your legislator is doing, vote him or her out. If you like what they're doing, then you cast for them. Get your neighbors out. I mean, you know, it's so important. You know, I've worked for the seniors. I work for the veterans. Why? Because they're so important to our community. But please, veterans, and please, seniors, and please, neighbors and family and friends, come out and vote. Tell me what you want me to do. Do you want to keep me or do you want to get rid of me? That's the most important.
Very important
thing.
Stuff. General election November, primary sure. day as well, September the 12th. Know who is running. That is key. Now, we have not talked about, you know, listen, we have talked over and over again regarding infrastructure. And we see what's happening down at Penn Station and Amtrak and the mess there and the summer of hell and everything else. And I was on that summer of hell ride last week. It's a mess. I'm going to tell you right now, no delays or cancellations, thank goodness, but I don't like the way these trains are running. The squeaks and the squeals. I thought I was going to come off the tracks at Jamaica. This happens every time. But the fact of the matter is we have a massive highway infrastructure problem here, and dollars need to be placed.
Neglect. It's neglect. It causes
complete
decay.
Neglect, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, my aide, Bob Martinez, says it all the time. It's complete decay. Right around Suffolk County, look at the roads, look at the bridges. And I understand that road maintenance is very expensive. I know our highway superintendents throughout the county get slammed all the time. The supervisors get slammed. Road maintenance is very expensive, especially in this neck of the woods because of the weather. You know, you get a terrible winter, it destroys the roads. I mean, it costs $1 million a mile to fix roads up. They're trying. It's something we need to learn to work with. But again, like Jay said, you know, we need to. What are we going to do about it? We need to find money to fix
these
problems.
Without the money.
You can't do it without money. And you can't spend money on rocks and bicycles and suntan lotion. You got to spend it in the right place. That's why it's up to you, like Jay said before. Do your research. Learn about your legislator. We're here. You know where our office is. Come and give us a visit. Give us a call. Find out where we sit. Find out what we stand for. Find out what we want to do for you. What am I going to do for you? After all, like I said before, I work for you.
And make note of the roads that you drive on. I jot down. I carry right now in my car. I'm not kidding. I have a little mini tape recorder. So I know if I run over a bad stretch, I can say, you know what? Here's where I'm at. You know what? Write it down and call your local officials.
But, Jay, it's so hard to
get
it
done.
It's so hard to keep these roads up, believe me.
I mean,
my heart goes out to the superintendent of highways, you know, the way they work so hard trying to get things done. I know in Brookhaven, La Squadra does a great job.
It does.
You know, in the other villages and towns, they do. Islandia does a great job in their village.
But they need more money.
Exactly. And they need more manpower.
And, you know, the thing is, and I agree with you, La Squadra does a great job. I live in that district. Does a great job. It really does. I mean, when the snow and everything else, I mean, those roads are plowed to the T, and I get up real early to get here. So I know. And they do a really nice job. But
it's so
we
difficult.
Know that it has to come from another area to really do the job. That is key here. So that's, you know, that's a key component. But nonetheless, infrastructure.
If we get this economy going, and like what's going on at the federal level,
yeah.
things could get better.
Yeah.
You know, money will come flowing in. You know, we'll do better in sales tax. And we're very dependent upon sales taxes in Suffolk County. So we need to generate the economy.
Somehow we have to. That's key. Yeah. I mean, you have to generate sales taxes.
Yes, definitely. That's what we live on. That's the lifeblood.
Both counties are really suffering because of it. Now, you were, for those of you who do not know, but Legislator Muratori was a law enforcement guy for many a decade. Three plus?
35 years. Almost
35 years. So what's your take on the Suffolk County Police Department and everything else?
It's a great department. I know that. You know, from being inside, you know, they get slammed a lot of times. But it's difficult being a police officer, especially in today's
environment.
Especially out here. You know, and, you know, fortunately for us, the public supports law enforcement. The public supports public safety. You know, we got a great public safety committee that watches over them. In our new commissioner, which I'm really sorry to see him doing what he's doing. He had told me that he was going to stay on as commissioner. I was impressed with him. I thought he was the look of the future.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he's abandoning us and running for district attorney, which I don't think is right on his part. But you know, he's a man. He does what he wants to do. He lives by his word. I know in the ledge, I asked him if he was staying on the record.
A lot of people feel that way, by the way.
You know, how do you have two?
How do you have two posts? You know, commissioner of police department in Suffolk right now, with all that's happening with gangs and drugs and everything else. How do you focus in that area by keeping an eye on this DA's position?
I think he's doing a disservice.
A lot
to the people
of say, you know what? You can't choose one here. A lot of people say that. Other people will say, you know what? He's doing a good job, you know, let's keep it going. He's got some guy doing the campaign. You know, a lot of people say the other way, too, there, Tom.
You know, I mean, we need the commissioner more than we need the DA because, you know, the commissioner enforces the law. He makes sure that those men and women do the right thing. And he brings to the DA what he feels should go to trial and then be indicted. And without the leader, you know, we don't really have a good department right now.
Yeah.
And I expressed to Commissioner Cini that, you know, you let me down. I trusted you. I thought you were going to stick around with us. You looked a part of the future. You were acting a part of the future. And now you're abandoning us. And I'm really upset about that.
Yeah. Well, listen, a lot of people feel that way. That's for sure. Now, we spoke a little bit about, you know, these big-time projects, Ronkonkoma Hub, talking about this Westfield Green in Selden. You know, I mean, what's your feeling here?
I love them. They're great, great. I mean,
you have to have these in place,
right?
Oh, we do.
We do. Yes, definitely. I mean, believe it or not, there's a housing shortage in Suffolk County.
Right. I mean, let's face it. And we talk about the present problems, but let's face it. If there is a future here in Suffolk County, you're going to have all this stuff going.
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, I've seen the Heartland, Tritex project over in the hub. It's a magnificent project. Those people, if it comes to pass, that's going to be a wonderful project. It's going to be a great place for people to live and people to enjoy their lives, commute easy to the city with the third rail coming in. I mean, that is going to be a hub of activity. It's a great plan. You know, and the same thing with the development that's going up next to my office. What is that? Westfield Greens, another great
Selden
project.
There, right?
Yeah, right next to my office, a great project. A little community room for the people to use in the community. It's going to be a great project. It's going to be, affordable rentals. It's not Section 8.
Right.
You know, it's affordable, which means that the average Joe or Jill can live there and live there comfortably and not be crushed with rent. So it is important we get those projects up and moving. So let's hopefully they'll come to pass. I'm really impressed with Tritec, though, and the job they're doing over in the hub.
Yeah, no question about it. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Suffolk County Legislator. Four terms, vying for the fifth, and I'm talking about Tom Muratori. And, you know, what's the motivation for you? I mean, you know, you've been at this a long time, 35 years law enforcement, you know, local government, you know, vying for that fifth term, that special term. You know, what is the Muratori mindset, you know, as you're moving on here? I mean, listen, it's a tough job these days. Maybe tougher now than ever. You can make that case.
It is.
Because of, like, you know, we stated earlier, it's almost like you're trying to get through a brick wall all the time. But what is the mindset as you vie for term five now? You have your constituency. People love you, obviously. They come up to you all the time. I mean, what do people say to Tom Muratori when they see you on the streets? I mean, what is the big beef right now with people?
Not to be conceited, but just to say, you know, they thank us. You know, and I really give thanks to my staff because they actually do a lot of the work. You know, I'm sure I'm the figurehead, but my staff is my lifeblood. And the reason I'm in this business is I grew up out here. My father moved to Central Islip in 1947. I've been in the district since 1970. So I know the district. I'm not a new guy that just came into town. I'm not here just to run for political office. But I've been in the district 40 years. So who knows more about the 4th Legislative District than me? I mean, I've seen the good. I've seen the bad. I've seen the ugly in the 4th LD. Things are getting better. The lake is coming around. The downtown Ronkonkoma is coming around. The hub is coming around. We get to do so many things for people. From, you know, I tell everybody, we do everything from, you know, from food stamps to helping somebody find their pet dog. So it's a wonderful, wonderful experience being a legislator.
You know, I look at the legislature, and I always compare to sports teams, but, you know, the Yankees have that mix of veteran leadership and some of the young pups. You know, I'd like to see a couple of Aaron Judges in government. You know, I'd like to see, you know, a little bit of the Tyler Wade's going on. But I like the Tom Urotori's because he provides that Matt Holliday type experience. You know something? He's been a success in his career. You need the Muratories there. I mean, but what do you think of young people in government these days?
Oh, we need you. We need you.
You need it, right? You need kind of a mix.
And I'm blessed because, you know, I have of course, Bob, and I have Brendan, I have Lauren.
By the way,
Bob
Martinez, I just want to say, absolute pleasure to work with.
They're all young guys and girls, and they're my lifeblood. They bring me in the feel of the community. They'll tell me what the 20-year-old needs and what the 30-year-old needs and what the 50 and 60, and being a senior, I see what the 70-year-old needs. So together, we're a melting pot. We're a really great team out there providing for the people that, again, I say, that we work for, and we love working for you, and hopefully you'll keep me working for you in the future. But there's just, you know, I don't know if it's satisfying my ego. I don't think I have that big an ego. I've always been due for the people. I know my father was very active in the community, started the Little League in 55, was in the Boy Scouts. He was in the Moose. He was in the Legion. He was in the VFW. And he taught me to be involved in community. So I say to the young people, get involved out there.
That's great advice. It really is.
Whether you be Republican, Democrat, conservative, independent, right to life, whatever you want to be that. But get involved. Learn about government. Because you know what? People, there's a lot out there for you. There's a lot for you to learn, a lot for you to use, a lot for you to do out there. Enjoy, you know, the fruits of your labor. And the labor being all the money you give to government. Show us how to spend it. Tell us how you want it spent.
That is well-said advice. It really is. Because too many young people, they say, hey, young kids, you know what? Make a difference. Get off your butts.
It's their future.
And get out there.
It's your future, kids.
Engage in the community. Yeah. Engage where you live. Engage in local government. Talk to the cops. Talk to the teachers. Talk
Definitely.
To the coaches.
Communication. That's the answer.
Like we have here. Absolutely.
You know, Jay brings this message, the real message of Suffolk County. You know, he's not leaning towards Nassau. He's not leaning towards the city. He talks about Suffolk County, where he's sitting, where he's earning his living, where he's bringing up his family.
Yeah.
And it's so important that we need to know more about Suffolk County.
It's frustrating, too.
It is.
It really is. It's very frustrating.
I mean, I read the paper. It's all about Nassau. I watch Channel 12. It's all about Nassau.
Yeah.
You come to 103.9,
Nassau
it's about
beefs
Suffolk
up
County.
Security. Here, I'm holding up a headline.
There it is, see?
Thank you, sir. Well, and by the way, you are a major Yankees fan, I heard.
Definitely.
Who's your favorite player?
They're all my favorite.
You like Judge?
I like Judge. I just want them for public use. I want them to get rid of Girardi.
What?
He's not my kind of man.
Wait a minute.
I want Joe Maddon here in New York.
How about that?
I hope Bill Maddie's listening to that. Bill is one of my aides, and he knows that I'm not a Girardi.
You're not
He's
a Girardi
doing okay
guy.
Job.
I want to see more out of Girardi, though? He doesn't bunt. He drives me crazy. And how about with Brett Gardner on? Can Brett Gardner steal a base?
Of course.
You've got speed. Don't stand there. Play some small ball.
Definitely. Definitely. It's not about Judge. I mean, Judge will come through when you want him to, but Jay says, small ball.
Up. Judge is heating up. Look out tonight. He's going to hit two tonight. Hey, an absolute pleasure. I mean,
thanks, Jay. Appreciate it.
How about a round of applause, please, for Mr. Tom Urotori?
Look at this.
Suffolk County. Yes, please. Stop. Oh, look at that. Jay, you got a standing ovation.
Oh, I got a standing ovation.
A pleasure. We'll talk more.